live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaking by the
string and by the power. We do have a lot of baseball talk to get to here today on the show, both local and national. As always, we are going to start with a locals front. Right now, we have the American Legion 19U tournament going on up north in Logan. Helper needs a win this afternoon in order to stay alive for a state championship. Otherwise, the Legion season locally will come to a close. It came to an end a few weeks ago for the Price American Legion team. They wrapped up the season 0-10. But definitely improved throughout the year, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Joining us in studio to recap the 2022 season, we have manager Willie Ellington and coach. As always, it is great to get you back in.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. It's a fun time for me to come in and, you know, and just elaborate with you about, you know, what went on during the season and what I expect to go on here in the next several years. I hope that some of these guys will still want to participate. And I just think it's important, you know, this year we played, you know, we play double hitters. And I noticed, like, the first game be 8-2, 9-2. And then the second game, boy, they just totally wore out, you know. And so my take to them is, you know, you guys just got to get in shape. You want to play for fun, but you want to be competitive as well. And the only way you're going to be competitive is just, you know, throw the towel and get out there and work hard, you know. And look across the field at your opponents and see how they're working hard and their ethics and everything. And that's how you're going to learn and go forward, you know. And remember the issues that we're going to have through the rest of your life, you know. Them type of ethics is working hard, you know, and looking at each other to motivate each other, you know. But we had a pretty decent squad. I mean, kids that wanted to come out and play, you know. I looked at this Lujan, you know, and T.J. McFarland. And Tino Lujan, they're a great catcher and pitcher, and both of them can pitch and catch. And then Aiden Cowley, you know, and then Jaron Dixon. You know, we had some kids that really wanted to hustle and that had a decent time. And I always look at this, you know, you look at the score sometimes, 20-0 or whatever, but there's always some good things that went on during those games, you know. So, and I just appreciate the fact I had Stephanie Dixon that stepped up and really helped me and things like that. And my hat's off to the Price City, you know, for the maintenance of the field and Jeff Cincinnati. You know, they helped us held it together. So we ended up with a complete season. As far as I'm concerned, we had a team. So,
yeah, and Coach, going back to our previous conversation, the main objective, especially in the 17U with the squad, is to get better for the high school season. You got a lot of kids that will be playing ball in the fall for Pinnacle. And so I guess that's my first question. Did you see progression from this team?
You know, I did, especially in the first game. You know, in the first game, they were really thrilled to be out there to play, to have fun. And then, like I say, just a little bit of lack of commitment about being in shape. You have to better yourself by conditioning, you know. I watched the deal on Scholastic Sports. This kid got up in the morning, 150 cuts in the morning, 150 for lunch, and then in the afternoon, 150 more. You just got to work hard. But I really see those kids that are going to go out for Pinnacle. I can see some good potential there if they're willing to put forth the ethic and work hard, because these seasons are short. You know, you can't wait for the coach to tell you to do this, to do that. You got to be doing things on your own throughout your high school career. That's just the way that it is, because I always look at it this way, coaching being maybe 10-15% of the game. You got to have the players that want to work hard. And that's what I see a little bit of lack of in some of the my players, you know. And I'm encouraging them, you know, next year, you know, we're looking forward to having them come back. Just work harder. Work harder.
Yeah, when we talk about Pinnacle, Coach, I think it is also very important to point out that the reason why progression is so important, you guys are playing in a league with 3, 4, and 5A schools. Pinnacle is 1A. So you're behind the 8-ball in that regard, which is fine. That's why progression, in my mind, progression is more important for the Price squad. Again, going into the fall season, none of the other teams are going to be playing baseball in the fall. There's no other 1A teams in this division. So progression, to me, always more important than the final score when we look at the Price squad.
And it has to be there. There's no other way around it, Jordan. They just have to do that. Work hard in that area. Because, like I say, you're going to play double hitters, you know. And the only way you're going to get there is to work hard. You know, come to practice, work hard, you know. And I know a lot of kids, like right now at this age, like to work, you know. But it goes back to, like, Cincinnati and many other coaches talked years back. It's got to be commitment. You got to be commitment, you know. And the coach is going to take the guys that are prepared. You know, you can't expect for the coach to prepare you. You got to prepare yourself. So these guys that are going into Pinnacle, and I know this was a great start for them, you know, the summer ball going into their season, if they'll apply that to themselves. Because there's some pretty tough 1A schools, ball players.
No doubt. I've always told people, don't let the 1A and 2A tag fool you. We've seen some really good teams. Emory won a couple of state championships as 2A. They had to beat some teams in 3A or 4A. I mean, the 1A, 2A tags, I think, fool a lot of people media-wise throughout the state. Yeah, we get some good ball players at this classification.
You know, just because you're 1A don't mean that you can't play up.
Right.
And, you know, and I see that a lot, you know, so. But anyway, Jordan, back to like we were talking, when it comes to the Pinnacle players in the summer ball, you know, I tried to explain to kids, you know, they're farther behind than that because, you know, high school starts February or March. You know, we just come in and play summer ball. So that's how far behind that we were. But I noticed that as the more games we played, the better they got. The scores kind of, you know, especially in the first game, got pretty tight, you know. In the second game, like I say, they just wore themselves out.
As far as the relationship, Coach, have you been able to kind of develop that working relationship with Pinnacle? Hey, this is going to be somewhat of early workouts for your season. I mean, is there a connection now between Price and Pinnacle?
Yeah, there is between me and the boys. You know, I explained that to them. You know, this is good for you guys going into your season. You know, like that, and your coach will be glad that you're willing to work hard. You know. Because it's kind of hard sometimes to reach cross lines with different coaches because they have their own programs or whatever, you know. So I try to just leave that alone. And my biggest thing is I just try to tell the boys, just respect your coach. I don't care who it is. You know, you got to respect your coach, you know. Principle before personality, because I know a lot of them will get caught up and then they'll put their attitude before the principle. This principle thing, you got to have respect.
What was the best part for you in the 2022 season, Coach?
The best part for me was watching these guys coming out and was willing to work hard. Like I say, especially in the first game, I mean, they inspired hope in me. I'm thinking, hey, you know, we're really going somewhere, you know. And then about the fourth inning or fifth inning, and then it started getting a little tired or whatever and stuff. But I was really excited about the first few innings, you know, the attitude that they had, wanting to come out. You know, just wanting to come out there to be there was great. I mean, because now it's kind of hard for a lot of kids to be really commitment. And I noticed, like, in this age group, 17 and under, you have to have communication with the parents because these young guys right now, they need some motivation, you know, and that's what us, the parents are for.
Yeah, summertime seems like it's getting more and more difficult for kids to commit to one sport, football, fall sports, right around the corner. Coach, you guys practice one day a week, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, one day a week because of the situation with the baseball fields. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was so much going on, and, like, with this – two regional tournaments coming up here and, you know, all the all-star teams, it's tough to get on a field, but we had one once a week.
And I'm assuming that moving into next year, that's something you guys would like to improve on, have multiple days a week to practice.
Yes, and, you know, yeah, and that's something that we can work on and that we'll see what happens here next week, because I plan on, you know, I have some kids that are still interested next year. I plan on trying to move forward. So if you want to come out and play with the Price Raptors baseball, get a hold of me or someone, Stephanie Dixon, and we can move forward, you know, and we can work on the field situation.
Do you plan, Coach, on communicating with Pinnacle Baseball heading into the fall sports season? They start play here in a couple of weeks. Do you plan on communicating with their coach and watching these kids?
Well, I go up and watch them play. You know, I just kind of leave the coach alone. You know, I mean, that's, you know, just the way that it is, because, you know, I look at it this way. If a coach makes a decision, it come off of his gut, and I just try to, you know, I try to encourage him by being there, you know, just kind of watching the game, you know. And my time with these guys is over, so I just let their coach go ahead and, you know, and develop his character into them. So I just try to stay back out of the way. And I feel that's important, because even if I have a dad that's kind of helping coaching his kid, I just stay back, because no matter what I tell him, he's going to listen to his dad.
Sure.
And that's great. You know, so my time with them is just try to support them now, sit back and watch your games, and, hey, you guys, you've done a good job, good game, whatever. That's my take from here on in.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get you in the studio, fun to talk about the Price American Legion team. I appreciate everything you do for the program. I know you give kids an opportunity to get out and play. Like I said, I always look at the progression. That's more important than the final score, especially in summer ball. Thank you for your service to the community. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you guys. you, Jordan, for you guys allowing me to come in, you know, and talk about these things, because it may not seem like it's important to a whole host, but to a lower host, it's very important, because they just want to play ball, and they know where they're at. They want to win, but they look across the field and they see the components, their competition, and they know that it's a battle, but they don't want to give up, so they're trying to turn it into fun. But then at the same time, for the selfish thing, they are getting better.
Sure.
Because, you know, a lot of these kids come out, they're discouraged for every reason and things like that. And I still think the Price American Legion baseball team gives them an opportunity to try to come out of that, because competition is tough.
Coach, thank you again. I always look forward to the conversations. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
That's Coach Willie Ellington again of the Price American Legion baseball team, recapping the 2022 season. We'll continue to bring you updates as they become available. Again, Helper right now fighting for their championship lives. It's win or go home time for the Merchants. So we'll get you a scoreboard update on that coming up in just a few moments. Also, we're going to pause, and when we return, we'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll be joined by Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher. Joins us every Wednesday to talk everything on the diamond, including the trade deadline, which is rapidly approaching. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.